on the way from the airport to here about a situation, for example, like we suddenly hear a noise, and then it makes us like shook like this. And in that case, how can we say what makes that, how the process of hearing in that case is different from a normal situation where we just hear a noise also, but it doesn't make us like this at all.
By conditions of that, by conditions. Yeah. Like now, everything is like now. Yeah, soft or harsh or very loud noise, exactly the same.
So does that mean that it is associated with some kind of fear or of like...
Anything. To learn to understand that anything is Dhamma, different ones from time to time.
The question is mean that in that situation, it is the process of it is the process of the eyes or ears. It's already have the process of the things,
the mind
or already.
Yeah.
When we suddenly have, suddenly observe an object, and then we have the, the normal process of the mind or the eye door. This is from Bhavangatita, and then
mind door burn.
He's asking actually that when this like bodily shaking happens because of hearing a noise, is it the result of the mind door process or the result of the ear door process?
Can we know that? Can we know that? So what about just talk about three kinds of citta? The first one, the second one, and the last one. The first one in Pali is Pattama Citta, which means Bhavanga. Like now, before anything appears, there must be that Citta, Bhavanga. So it can be named first Citta, because nothing appeared yet. But when something appears, like seeing or hearing, all of these moments are Tutiya, the second citta. And the last one is the last moment of arhata, that's all. Just sum up what happened in one's life. Each life is like this, based on bhavanga, nothing appears. Like patisanti citta and then bhavanga citta. No object appears, right? Patisanti citta, the object is unknown. And bhavanga citta, the object is also unknown. Nothing appears. So no matter how long it is, no matter it arises and falls away in succession, they are all the Pattama Bhavanga or Pattama Citta, just the first, which the object does not appear at all. And at moment when no matter whatever appears, whether it is sound or sight or whatever, just in this life, from morning up to now, they are what we can call it second, because they are not Bhavanga, until then moment of last life of an arahata. And this is only life, just keep on going, never come back. From moment to moment, from birth to death, just two kinds. One is Pattama, and the second one is moments when objects appear through different doorways and gone completely, nothing left. Pattama is first, and Tutiya is second. And the last moment is Pachima. Pachima in Pali. Yeah. Now, like this, no matter when, in the morning, afternoon, tomorrow, this life or other life, only Bhavanga and then Vitichitta. And then Bhavanga again, and Vitichitta again. Again and again, until the last moment of an arahata, no more. realities arise. Easy to understand. So true, so true, because just a moment ago, there are many different kinds of citta, no matter we call it the panchatvara, vachana, or whatever, but it's only a moment rising and falling away, which only realities appear as objects. That's all. That's all. Nothing is left from time to time. This is the way to understand this moment.
Mm-hmm. And the Sun's question about if one hears a noise and jumps, and at that moment is it sense door, mind door? But I think the point is that there's so many different sense and mind door processes. If a wanga jita is in between, no one can pinpoint or know at what moment.
Yeah, we talk about that we cannot know. Just talk about, keep on talking about that, which no one knows, but can think about it, but cannot experience it. But there can be the understanding of life as just different moments. That's all. And learn to understand more and in order to have less attachment. That's the point of reading Tipitaka and listen to the teachings. And this is the useful of studying, the usefulness, the benefit to live, just to understand. So, if there is no understanding, live to what? To eat, and then sleep. Again and again and again. Mm-hmm. And to cling while eating and whatever appears. In the Tipitaka, it said that it's like sprinkle dust on the citta every moment when there is no understanding of whatever appears. No heap of ignorance appear yet, but the sprinkle, just very little, very gradually, can condition heap of ignorance from this moment, hearing, seeing, whatever appears without understanding. So we can understand the precious gift of understanding from the Buddha. Otherwise, no one can understand whatever appears now at all. My question to Kun Lucas is, are we now reading? No word, no book, but is it reading now? Yes, because the corrector is not the letter, but the corrector of shape and form. Of whatever appears, is object of understanding. It's like reading.
Ajahn, because then it seems like the life is, so many things that we can enjoy our sense pleasures like we all do. And, you talk about understanding now, like this is visible object and this is that. This kind of analysis, like investigating realities now, this is like a hard way.
If we don't think about investigating or anything, just understand. Because you see that there is seeing. We talk about seeing, but not understand seeing. As soon as there is the idea of something, it's not the understanding of seeing. But seeing itself can be understood. When we listen more and more, that at that moment of seeing, there is no other world, no one here, or at the moment, there must be that which sees and that which is seen. Only that. Because citta arises just one at a time. So there is no hearing, no sound, no people, no idea about the object which is seen and the seeing. So you think of pleasant moment from what? If there is no seeing, no hearing, no thinking, can there be any pleasant moment? So one has to understand just a simple word like life or world. If nothing arises at all, there is no world, right? We keep on talking about world, but if there's nothing at all, no world. So whatever arises, even just one reality, that is a world. So world is the succession of the arising and falling away of different realities, that's all. And what is meant by arising and passing or falling away is never come back at all. Pleasant feeling can arise, but it cannot stay long. We might think that it's quite a long time, but actually it's only the arising and falling away in succession of such feeling. And has the, and there is also the indifferent feeling in between, unknown, because citta arises and falls away so very rapidly, beyond expectation.
I have another question, because when in Vietnam during the discussion, someone was asking about sati, and then there was some explanation about nimitta being the object of sati. Then I'm just wondering, that does that mean that sati can only arise at the mind or process, or can sati also arise at the sense door processes?
This is the story of that which does not appear now, right? There is sati. When kusala citta or wholesome citta arises for sure, we just talk about different cetasikas arising with the wholesome citta in a moment, but nothing appear as parsa or vedana or sanya. So what about sati? It's just like parsa or feeling. There are feeling now, and there are pasas now, and satis now too, but nothing appear as it is, as this is sati, and this is pasa, and this is vedana. We talk in general about what is there, but not a particular one at a time. So right understanding cannot understand a reality as it is at a time. Just have the idea that there is no self, there are only different realities. But that is not enough, because you see that while one is talking about seeing, and there is seeing, what about the understanding of it? As soon as there is the idea of it, it's not the understanding of seeing. Seeing falls away as soon as there is thinking about it. Because thinking is not seeing. The object of seeing is visible object, but the object of thinking is not seeing. Just learn to understand. Don't expect to have less attachment or anything. Just learn to understand more. And since everything is not self, it works its way. So we can understand what's meant by Sankhara Khanda. No one there, only different cetasikas, different realities. Is it this moment? Yeah, but what about the understanding? See, it develops not by anyone, but by learning, listening, considering to know whether it's true. When it's true, no one can do anything because there's no self. Where's Kun Ivan now? See? No idea. So what about us? Maybe like Kun Ivan, now or tomorrow, or any time.
Yeah. Just another idea.
Right. Just live to understand.
I think Tom's question is a good one that people often ask about when sati arises, and we know that it arises with all sobhanachitta, so of course it arises in the sense door process as well as the mind door process, even with bhavangachittas. But I think that the point you're stressing is that as soon as we're trying to work out whether it's arising now in the sense door or the mind door process, it's like taking us, it seems like it's the study of Dharma, that actually it's taking us away from the real study, the real understanding of Dharma, because it's trying to work it out and working it out for oneself.
We have to know where we are. Can we run, or we learn just to stand up? Like baby. Like Kun Lucas' question about Pattaya. What Pattaya is now? Aramanu Pakatupanisaya, Pattaya? What? Aramanu Panisaya, Pattaya? Yeah.
Ajahn, what is Aramanu Panisaya, Pattaya? Because I forgot.
Because you see that if you don't really understand Pattaya, but there must be realities. If they are not realities, they cannot be Pattaya to be the Pakatupanisaya. What is the English word for it? Pakatupanisaya.
So Aramana Pattaya is object condition. So the moment of seeing visible object is object condition. And Pakatupanisaya Pattaya is natural decisive support condition or accumulation. So thinking with attachment, thinking with understanding, depending on natural decisive support condition at that moment. So Aramanu Panisya Pachya is what there is the accumulated tendency to experience as object at that moment. So for example, for some people at this moment, conditions to think about the taste of water, for some to think about the Dharma that's being discussed, for some to think about dinner tonight. So depending on the accumulated tendency, what is experienced at this moment.
It can be a daily question like, what color do you like? Or what kind of food do you like? Not just once, but many, many times of accumulation of such pleasant objects until it's your habits or nature to like it.
Like drinking Coke now.
Yeah.
Drinking Coke now.
I love Coke. That's the problem.
And it's not I, it's Aramanu Panisya Pattaya.
Ajahn, when I was in Poland, I told myself that now, for these few days before I came here, I will be listening to Dhamma. I told myself I will wake up and will listen to Dhamma, to your recordings. But you know, I just play a bit music and I hear just the sound of the music and then no Dhamma at all. It's so strong in me and then it bothers, because I said myself just understanding and listening to Dhamma, and when I hear the music, you know, some kind of loud music, then I didn't listen at all. It's so strong, like attachment.
Can Panya know that? That it's not you any moment?
But at that moment there is no Panya. It's just attachment, and I dream about some kind of stories, long stories.
this is the way it is. When there is no panya, there is attachment and cling to that object as self. But when there is panya, it learns to see the truth of each moment. And by knowing the truth of it, there is less attachment and clinging to the idea of I. Because one can understand the accumulation and what one call it, aramanupanisayapatriya, that it conditions the moment of playing music. See, even you think of not doing it, but since there are conditions to do that, it's done by accumulation or by patriya.
But Ajahn, in that moment there was no understanding at all. It was just lobha, lobha, lobha.
At any moment when citta is akusala, there is no understanding. When there is attachment, when there is aversion, when there is ignorance, there is no understanding. They cannot arise together. So one can see how much in a day one has accumulated akusala and ignorance. At moment of understanding, it's like a drop of water in a bottle or jar or ocean, see, of ignorance.
When he listens to music and listens and listens, only one citta away, he can have right understanding. It doesn't mean that it's going to prevent him from having a moment of understanding. It's just accumulation. So it's okay, no?
Yes, but is there understanding?
No.
This is the point.
Yeah. But the next moment
right.
Can arrive.
That's why understanding can understand anything. It's like attachment, which can be attached to anything, including anything, everything.
And that's why they can be studying Dhamma anytime at all, while listening to music, loud music, reading the newspaper, anytime at all. Because otherwise, if we think in terms of the set situations and think of this is Dhamma activity and this is non-Dhamma activity and this is Dhamma material, this is non-Dhamma material, we just forget all about reality at this moment. So in the minivan coming down here, sometimes I was chanting with Zita about Dhamma, sometimes reading the newspaper, sometimes resting, but I don't think one is Dhamma situation, one is non-Dhamma situation, because awareness and understanding can arise any time at all, so it doesn't matter, it's just what is conditioned at that moment already.
At moment of playing music, and there's the idea that, oh, I'm not studying Dhamma, right or wrong. See, because Panya can understand even that moment. So it depends on, we don't have to wait and think that it's time or not time to study. Any moment can be object of understanding. Like reading now, we are reading. Because while one is reading, one gets the understanding from what one read, right? And now there are realities and we are reading to learn to know what is there. What is seen. Again, because there is seeing all the time, if there is no attention to understand what is seen, right understanding cannot understand that which is seen as it is. So it's like just reminder at moment of seeing to begin to understand what is seen in the absolute sense. See, even it's heard that what is seen, there is some other idea instead of understand that which is seen until moment of understanding that which is seen as it is little by little. And that is patipati, not pariyati. So Panya knows the difference between Pariyati and Patipati. That at moment of talking about seeing and understanding, seeing is not self just by words, it's Pariyati. But when at moment of listening to, seeing sees, and there's understanding of seeing right then, no thinking about it, it's the moment of developing understanding of just seeing and understanding it little by little. Only that is Patipati. You don't have to wait, because while you're playing music, there is also seeing.
I have a question for that. Because when I play music together with my nephews, I have to concentrate so much because it's such a difficult job. And then I realize that there is no awareness.
Yeah, that is Panya, which
is so difficult. Yeah. So I must concentrate.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you know that even concentration is a reality, then there can be more understanding of anything which appears without intention to know it.
But for my feeling, there is no time.
Because it's still yours, and
yeah,
it's still me.
Yeah.
Okay. Until they're all erased or eradicated.
Mm-hmm.
Until only realities appear in a day. And that is not enough. Because there was more and more understanding until there is the, what you call it, time to have the moment of becoming detached from clinging or taking for something very important or self.
Taking for important the self, you mean, or the sati, or the music, or...
Whenever Panya does not arise, they're
yeah,
all there.
Yes.
Yeah. All akusla are there.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be very natural, so, and it depends on conditions for right understanding to arise by conditions, not by you think that it's time to have it or to develop it. No other way to eliminate the idea of self.
And as in my case, when I listen to this music, it's really strong. It takes my mind from Dhamma reflection to some stupid things, like agitation, a lot of stories about the future or whatever, and it's so strong that it takes me, for example, for a whole day, and I think this is very not good.
Not good. It's real. You cannot change it to be good. When it's not good, it's not good. Not you. A reality. Until then, only realities arising and falling away before one can become a sotapanna.
But how?
How again? Yes. How? Who can do?
Okay. Is there any example of sotapanna who did it by his hand?
Right understanding of whatever appears now.
You can be the first.
And that would be the last two. Realities, they are all real.
Memory also?
Yeah. Whatever is real, it's not you. How do you know that it's real? It arises, it remembers. No one remembers.
Just a you say memory, you mean remembering.
Yeah. Memory as memory, and
some people think of memory as a store.
The thinking could have on the memory.
Whatever you are talking about are real. Thinking is real. Memory is real. Feeling is real. Whatever appears now arises. Otherwise, it cannot appear.
Can we say that memory appears now?
Could you know who is this? You don't know?
But it doesn't seem like I have to remember.
No, you don't have to do anything.
And I think there are two things here. Is when we talk about memory, it's already had one memory and one thinking about the memory. So the thinking about memory is reality, but the memory itself, before you think about memory, it's already had memory already.
Yeah. I think what he's referring to by memory is memory of something like his house. He's talking about the house. The house is an idea, is a concept. But we're talking about memory as in sanya.
Yeah.
Is that correct? You're talking about...
With our memory, can there be thinking of your house or my house? If there is no memory, can there be condition to think about one's house?
No.
Mm-hmm. So any moment of thinking about anything, there must be sanya, that which remembers or marks the object right now to be known as something or as it is, it depends. But sanya, cetasika, arises with each citta. It seems like sanya doesn't appear at all, but who's this? See?
Yeah.
That is sanya. Not you. Who knows?
But when it's somebody, it's already thinking. So how do you distinguish between thinking and the sanya?
Without sanya, can there be thinking of them?
It does not appear.
All jetasikas do not appear now at all. Who can distinguish between the citta and the jetasikas? Because they arise together. Who knows the difference between citta and the pasa and the sanya and manasikara?
No.
See?
So does sanya appear when we think we see someone?
When there is the understanding of a reality, yeah. Otherwise, they arise and fall away, unknown all the time.
Ajani, could you take it? There are three vipalasas: citta vipalasa, sanya vipalasa, and ditti vipalasa. Can you explain?
Yeah. What is vipalasa?
Perversion.
It's a delusion or a...
Can we say that any time akusala citta arises, there must be sanya vipalasa and citta vipalasa? And when it arises with wrong understanding, it is accompanied by ditti vipalasa.
And the Sotapanya doesn't have ditti vipalasa, but he still has citta and sanya.
Right.
But arahata also?
Arahata.
No, akusalasa. No.
Oh, okay.
Vipalasa, impossible. Anagami still has sanya, citta, vipalasa.
Anagami also.
Whenever akusala citta arises.
There was this example in... Manual of Vipassana or something by Venerable Levi Sayadaw. But I don't know which of the Vipalasa, I think Sanya Vipalasa, he described like when there is a deer going to the forest and there is a field with frogs and there is this scar man that to scare it, on the stick a man hat like a human, and the deer goes, look and run away, and it's explained like because of the Sanya. Even it's not a real man, she scares and run away. Asanya Vipalasa.
From the very beginning. From the moment of seeing and no understanding of seeing as it is. So that is akusla before the object has would fall away.
So like now, we're not listening to loud music. We're studying Dharma and a Dharma discussion. Any Sanya and Chitta Vipalasa?
I don't understand Chitta Vipalasa. Why is Chitta Vipalasa?
Because whenever akusala arises, for example, now we're having Dhamma discussion, we're not listening to loud music, but as soon as attachment arises, or any moments of ignorance, the Chitta is perverted, it's not pure, it's not kusala. So there's Chitta Vipalasa at that moment. And whenever Sanya is akusala, it's like a perversion of Sanya. It's a distortion of Sanya. So it's Sanya Vipalasa. So even now, Chitta and Sanya Vipalasa, whenever Akusala Chitta's around.
And each Chitta is accompanied by Sanya, each moment.
Mm-hmm. But I remember the Chitta, like, that what experiences. So how that what experiences is Chitta Vipalasa.
Taking for beautiful what is for what is not beautiful, taking for sukha, happiness, what is dukkha. But for the Sotapanna, it's impossible to have a wrong view. He has eradicated ditti vipalasa.
And can we say that citta is vipalasa because of sanya, which arises with it, it's vipalasa? So they are with Palasa together.
So for a non sotapanna, only the when the citta is kusala, that is not vipalasa citta, right?
For anyone.
For anyone.
Including sotapanna. Sakatangami, anagami.